Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Kramer and Jess.
On demand. Here's the morning show highlight clip of the day.
Do you feel a little crazy doing it?
It's about to go down.
Perfect. We want to know everything.
Dish.
Oh. It's Talk Me Out of It, please.
With Kramer and Jess.
Mix 106.5.
Okay, Anonymous, we've got you on the voice disguiser. So what is this crazy idea that you got going through your head?
So I'm in charge of my company's charity gift, and I want to keep the gift for myself.
That sounds illegal, no?
Yeah. Why would you do that?
So my company adopted a family for Christmas through a local charity, and they put me in charge of running the whole thing because I have more free time now. So they cut my hours from full-time to part-time recently.
Oh, so you didn't volunteer?
No, it was very required.
Okay.
And it kind of rubbed me the wrong way. But the kid we adopted is a 9-year-old girl, and her wish list says AirPods Pro.
Okay.
And I'm sorry, but like, what 9-year-old needs AirPods Pro? It just seems awfully extravagant for a 9-year-old. And so...
Okay.
I mean, these are families that literally don't have the means to, like, give themselves holidays, but okay.
Well, my AirPods got stolen earlier this year. I can't afford to replace them because my hours got cut. And so now I'm sitting here holding a brand new pair of AirPods Pro that my company paid for.
Uh-huh.
And so what I want to do is keep the AirPods for myself. I already bought a cute pair of knockoff Bluetooth earbuds on Amazon. I want to wrap them up and give them to charity. No one will know. She still gets a gift, and I wouldn't feel so screwed over by my company. But I have to deliver them on Sunday, so I'm still trying to decide. She's still getting what she asked for in the sense
it's not the name brand.
What happens if when she sees these and it's clearly not the AirPods, or like her parents see this and they're like, okay, thank you?
I guess I'm like, just because you put it on a list doesn't mean you get that exact thing. Like, that feels awfully, like, demanding.
Right,
it could be
no.
Like, here's your shopping list for me.
I think it's just the fact that your company agreed to get, and they made the expense. They did the budget in order to get these AirPod Pros.
But they kind of screwed her.
But how are you going to make sure that this doesn't get leaked out, I guess, is my question.
Everything gets dropped off to the charity wrapped, so they can't check it.
Okay.
And then it's pretty anonymous, I think. So I kind of feel like as long as like I drop the gifts off to the charity, then the charity drops them off to the family.
So they don't know what you're giving.
So it's not saying it's like this is on behalf of.
Right.
I mean, okay.
She's still getting a gift. Like, let me be clear. I want her to be happy on Christmas morning. Like, I want to get her something.
But you're taking her gift.
But I'm giving her a different gift.
To be fair, listen, I'm playing all angles here. I don't think it's right to like steal from a charity. I also don't think it's right for a company to like cut your hours and expect you to go like deliver these. Also, what does a 9-year-old need AirPod Pros for? I mean, to be fair, but also like it's what she asked for. So it's like, I am very conflicted with this. Well, let's talk it out, y'all. This is what we do, right? Jessica, you want to start?
Yeah, sure. I think it's a terrible idea. I can imagine being in a place and how it feels when you're in a position to have to turn to people in order to give you a holiday because you don't have the means to do it yourself. So they're already putting themselves in a very vulnerable situation. And I'm sorry that they did this to you and cut your hours, but like, I feel like you're stealing from the little girl.
I mean, I guess I'm just like, yeah, they can't afford this gift. Neither can I. Like, this is a very, very expensive gift.
Right.
And listen, it's sitting in front of me and it's just so blatant. Like, my company has been so horrible. And the idea that I could like almost kind of like make up a little bit of what I've lost doesn't feel that bad to me. Like, can I sign up for one of these gift things? Because, hey, America, I would also like a pair of AirPods Pro. It's hard to, like, prioritize a stranger's nine-year-old over my own needs.
This is like good angel, bad angel putting on your shoulder right now. And I could see where, like, you'd be really upset about, like, your company. Like, I don't think this has anything to do with the girl. I think that you're looking at your company being like, F you. If she still gets a gift that she asked for, if it's not the same name brand, is she really getting screwed? And that's my only question that I'm going to leave you guys with. So Anonymous is saying, hey, listen, like, I was put in charge, not by my own behalf, of our company's like adopt a family kind of thing for the holidays. There was one gift. It was AirPod Pros for a nine-year-old. I have the AirPod Pros. I got mine stolen. I basically want to. Did you already buy the other ones, by the way?
Yeah, I had bought them for myself, but I haven't opened them yet.
What I want to do is just swap it out and like give that one to the girl because I want to keep these AirPods for myself. Do we tell her to go for that or do we talk her out of it? Who's up?
This is John and Glen Burnie on too.
John, do you feel like she should take these AirPods even though they're supposed to go to charity?
No, she should 100% take the AirPods. These are for a nine-year-old. A nine-year-old does not need $250 AirPods.
I don't think that's the issue here. This is a family that literally needed to get adopted in order to get gifts. So, like, obviously they're going to ask for things that, like, that would be a dream to have.
But do they need that?
So she needs $250 AirPods? Come on. That is absolutely ridiculous. First of all, even if they weren't struggling financially, no nine-year-old needs AirPods that cost that much.
Yeah.
No, none of them.
That part is a little questionable.
They literally need help in order to have the holiday, which is why they were in the situation in the first place. How does that make it okay for her to steal them from them?
Oh, come on. Everybody steals from the company that they work at. I mean, who hasn't sat there and come home with pens and various papers? I'm going to be honest, guys. I've stolen plenty from my company. And in fact, I've done something incredibly worse than this woman. So I'm kind of on her side about it.
Which is what?
What did you do?
A couple of years ago, I was struggling really bad. And there was a toy drive at my work. Somebody sat there and dropped off a Lego Star Wars Millennium Falcon.
Damn.
Do you know, first of all, how big those are and how expensive those are?
Yeah.
That's an $800 Lego set.
Those are really expensive.
Yeah.
That's a Lego set that if you're like a collector and a huge like Lego fiend that you're going to sit there and get. So I'm going to be honest with you. I took it. I sold it. I paid off my electric bill that was past due by 2 months. And then I kept the rest of the money for myself. Now, granted, I did sit there and go buy another Lego set that was like $20, wrapped it up and placed it into the bin. I still feel a little bad about it, but I was struggling really hard. And you know what? No kid needs an $800 Millennium Falcon set.
You guys are out here saying what kids need and don't need. Who are you to dictate? Like, what?
So wait.
No.
Because kids can't appreciate that nowadays.
What are you saying? Now you're assuming what they can appreciate?
Wow. Damn. So you straight up took the toy from work. And like,
yes, I did. So I was struggling. No one's going to say, my electric bill was past 2 months. I had to sit there and pay it off. And no kid is going to sit there and get off $800.
I mean, if a guy can't pay his electric bill.
Stop stealing from the children. Wow. We're stealing from
the children. They still got a Lego set, though.
Not stealing from the children. We're just not giving children the most expensive Christmas gift. First of all, isn't Christmas supposed to be about giving presents and
you
not receiving presents?
These are for kids that can't afford anything. Their families and parents can't afford anything.
I'm a little shook
right
now.
So they'll be happy with a smaller gift.
What?
If they don't know they weren't going to get the AirPod Pros, then she doesn't have to worry about it.
That's offensive.
Yo, I don't know. I'm kind of shook right now because like if you can't pay your bills, I think people will do what they need to do. And like, I mean, I don't agree with what you did, but I mean, I'm kind of seeing the point a little bit. Like
the kids still got a Lego present. I'm sure they loved it, and then I'm sure after 10 minutes of playing with it, they forgot about the Lego set, just like they would do with the Millennium Falcon.
That's not fair, dude.
Wow.
No.
Okay.
They don't even have the attention span to build a Lego set anymore. Come on.
Yeah.
That's not fair. Wow. That's somebody's dream. That's a kid's dream out there.
That's wild, dude.
I have never heard a kid go, my dream is to get a Millennium Falcon Lego set.
Wow.
I can't wait for us to get a call from a child that literally said, that's my dream. That's missing a set.
Who's up, Jess?
This is Amy in Reisterstown on 5.
Oh, my God. Amy, good morning.
Good morning, Kramer. Good morning, Jess.
So, you know, she is considering keeping these AirPod
Pros. Not keeping, stealing.
Okay.
Stealing.
Keeping these AirPod Pros. I mean, it seems like the right thing to do here. I mean, what are your thoughts? I mean, you know, she feels like she got screwed by her company. Maybe this 9-year-old will never actually know because, you know, it was just a wish list.
So my thoughts are for both John, your previous caller, and your wacky caller. They are the problem with this world at this time. They feel entitled to something that does not belong to them, that was intended for charity, that is intended for another human being. If that woman can't afford those AirPods, that's on her. Her job owes her nothing more than the paycheck she works and earns every single week. Nothing more, nothing less. And for this child who has nothing, whose family has nothing. I am a visiting nurse. I see this every single day. Mm. It brings tears to my eyes. They would give their right foot to have something so special. And for this woman to think that it's okay to take it from her and give her something else because she deserves it more. She doesn't deserve it more. She can go get her own freaking fake Amazon AirPods and live with that, what she can afford, because this family can't afford anything.
Yeah.
And this one gift means everything. And I'm sitting next to a 10-year-old girl right now who would love them, but we're not getting them for her because we can't afford them, you know? And you talk about that Millennial Falcon. I had my 15-year-old autistic son who would kill for it.
Yeah.
But, you know, he didn't get it because we can't afford it, you know, but never in my wildest dreams would I imagine or consider taking something from somebody else. Mm-hmm. And I don't mean to sound so righteous and on a soapbox, but it turns my stomach. My heart is beating out of my chest. And this is the season of giving. It is not our place to say what it would mean to another person. It's our duty to give to them, to do that charity thing, to do the right thing, not be selfish and entitled and to take.
Mm-hmm.
We take all year long.
So let me ask you this. Let me ask you this. Do we have any empathy that, like, her AirPods got stolen, her hours got cut? Is there zero empathy in that situation at all?
There is. It sucks. It's a bad rap. But that is not that 9-year-old girl's fault.
Mm-hmm.
That 9-year-old girl has nothing to do with what happened to her. And this woman is an adult, and she can go and, you know, like, figure out other things. She can get another part-time job. She can apply for another full-time job at her company. She can do a whole bunch of stuff that this 9-year-old can't do for herself.
Yeah. Yeah, and I think the point is, too, we don't step on each other to get what we want, and that's exactly what this anonymous caller is trying to do.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered. It's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Wait. We can't really hear you, Josh. You sound like you're in a well or something.
Josh?
Can you hear me better now?
There you go. There he is.
Yes.
I mean, Josh, what do you think? I mean, go for this, talk her out of it. What's your thoughts?
I really want to talk her out of it. This is your $1,000 minute, Josh, and I have two three-year-old twins. I listen to you guys every morning, and this story, just like the other woman said, it was really gut-wrenching to actually hear that somebody is thinking about that during the holidays. You know, all I'm thinking about during these holidays is anything that I can get for my children. I'm not worried about what I can take from my job and replace for, you know, some other kid who actually really wants this. When they don't have a job, they don't work, they don't understand the world yet, you know, they just want.
Yeah.
And all she's asking for is what she asked for. And so for her to kind of think about stealing from the place that gives her income to you know, bring down the Christmas hopes of another child is very sickening. I mean, I would totally be angry at the person if they did that to my child.
Yeah. I think, honestly, the more I'm sitting here thinking through this, I think we're all in such a bad spot right now.
Like, no, I understand.
There's so many people in such bad places that
we're all acting
a little.
But we're not supposed to steal from each other. And I think this is the epitome of hurt people hurt people.
Yeah, yes.
And this 9-year-old girl, unfortunately, is getting caught in the crossfire, and that's unfair to her.
But like, but what are we supposed to do then?
The answer is not turning on one another. That's not the answer.
Who's up?
This is Jenny on 5 in Baltimore.
Hey, Jenny in Baltimore. Good morning.
Hey, good morning.
Tell me, I mean, do you think we should tell her to go for this, take these AirPods for herself, or do we talk her out of it?
I say talk her out of it because, so I've been on both sides, right? I get it. I understand she's in a bad spot.
Mm-hmm.
And I understand whenever I go, like, whenever I decide to make a bad decision, it always comes back around. Like, I fully believe in karma.
Yeah.
So who's to say, like, she's already gotten her AirPods stolen once. Who's to say she does this? She steals them from somebody else that, you know, it doesn't belong to her. And then they get stolen again. Mm-hmm. Like, how would she feel after that?
So you're afraid, like, this is going to just be more karma, like...
Or was the karma of the stolen AirPods already, and now she's trying to do something else, and, like, what else is going to happen after that?
Right.
That's a really good point. Okay, we hear that. Thank you for calling us. Appreciate it.
Yeah.
So, I mean, how does that hit you, then? If you got to worry about karma, then, like, does that change your mind at all, Anonymous? Like, what's the...
I want to be honest. I'm still pretty conflicted. Because, like, every time I look at these AirPods, one voice is like, you need these. And the other voice is like, you're selfish. Mm-hmm. And then one voice is like, she's only 9, relax. Mm-hmm. And then the other voice is like, this is for charity, you're a monster. I don't know. I'm really trying to be a good person, but I'm just not sure what the good person move is anymore.
Well,
I would just think about it.
Yeah, I mean.
Because, like, let's be real. Like, if this somehow gets traced back to you, I think that could be
bad. That's a really good point.
Like, legally, I think that could be really bad.
If it does blow up in your face, I think it's, you know, it's a real poop storm that you're going to have to deal with. So, I don't know if you've heard this segment. We do what we call a Talk Me Out of It update on Mondays, where we just invite the people to come back on to let us know what they actually ended up doing in these situations. Obviously, this is a little testy, I know, but would you want to come on and talk to us about your decision?
Yeah, I can do that.
Is that cool? Like, we would do it at 8:25 on Mondays. Would that work for you?
Yeah, I'm around.
Hey, thanks for listening.
Make sure you subscribe to get the show daily.
And if you think we've earned it, give us 5 stars.
Hear Kramer and Jess live every morning on Mix 106.5 Baltimore.
And check out the Kramer and Jess Uncensored podcast at KramerandJess.com.
Hold up.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing, even when I don't. And I like the sound of starting my own business, Walton Goggins Goggle Glasses. But I'm an actor. I don't know what I'm doing. I needed help. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. I didn't even realize I needed a social media calendar. GoDaddy Aero will take your idea that sounds good and make a business that looks like you know what you're doing. GoDaddy Aero can get your business up and running in minutes. You know what that sounds like? It sounds like a plan. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit DetectTheSOS.com to learn more.